WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When a parent sends a child off to college, the parent is likely to wonder not only how college will change their child, but how it would change their relationship with their child. Dagoberto Gilb is a writer from El Paso, temporarily living in Austin, Texas, where his older son just started college.
My son Tonio called me. Let me say that again. He called me. He said, "Dad, I'm kind of hungry." It was a Sunday night when there are no meals at the dorm, and so I know it might seem like, you know, big deal. Wow, the kid's digging for free eats off the old man. But don't you see? I didn't call him. He called me. Just imagine those first times someone you love calls you. Compare it to that. So I said, "You're hungry, huh? Pues, how about in a few hours?" He says, "Okay." His voice is a gentle whisper, nothing like mine. "But I'm studying for that history test, and I needed a break, and I wanted to come back and study some more." He's studying, too, for his first big test at the university. What else could I say? "I'll be right there, mijo, because I guess I'm kind of hungry, too." Just a few weeks ago, it seemed like I'd be the last person he'd call. That was because of me, my own life, and because of him, these two different kinds of males that we are, and because I was the father and he was the son, and even a few days before he was going to leave our home in El Paso for a dorm at the University of Texas, we were having the usual classic confrontation. "Since I'm paying all this money for your education," I made clear in tone only, "and since I'm driving you and your stuff over 500 miles," I said out loud, "I think you can be ready, have it all packed up in those boxes right now." He'd maintained this smug, spoiled look that I was supposed to understand as, "Yeah, yeah, he knew." And so that evening before we're supposed to leave, when there was only one half-filled box, I had to track him down. "How'd you get this number?" he demanded to know. "The CIA, what else?" He wasn't humored. But many hours later, he was finally packed. I was about to load my pickup, and I was searching the boxes to find the one with his computer CPU when he stormed in. "What are you doing?" he snipped. That was it for me. I wasn't driving 10-plus hours across West Texas with him. His punishment? Since he doesn't drive, his mom bought him an airline ticket, an hour-and-a-half flight, and a few days later I drove out without him, that 500-and-something miles, which gave me a lot of time to feel like everything was my fault, my lack of understanding. He was scared. None of his friends were going away to college. He'd never been away from home alone. He was young. He grew up in El Paso, in a poor neighborhood that I, and the uneven life that I led, raised him in. I never did anything like live in a dorm. I never had to compete against the smartest college kids when I was 17 or 18 or even 19. I wasn't being proud enough of him. He'd gotten good grades, and he wanted to go to a good school, and he was doing it. The first time he called me, I'd been staying at a friend's. I'd gone over and picked him up, and we were in the truck, stopped for a red light. He was pointing to a driver of a hulking, oxidized American sedan circa 1975. "Look, Dad," he said, "a cholo." I laughed. "There are Chicano gangs in Austin, you know." Where Tonio grew up, just about everyone is Mexican-American, and he couldn't get over how different living in Austin was. We got the green light. We were moving. "You know," Tony said, "I think I'm even starting to miss graffiti." I couldn't believe it. Not even a week and he's missing the culos who spray the walls of our very own house year after year. He's already romanticizing those gang kids he, like 99% of the other kids in school, never hung with. Pretty soon he'll be telling me how tagging is art, describing it like a well-paid academic who does not live in the neighborhood. But I do know what he's talking about and what he means, too. And yeah, it makes me feel good. He misses home, and he's proud of who he is and where he came from. One thing, though, I don't want him to know about this piece. I don't want anyone to tell him how much I've liked him when he's called, when we've gone out to dinner together, talked, even did a movie one time. I don't want him to hear that I said any of this. So please, nobody tell him.
Dagoberto Gilb is the author of the novel The Last Known Residence of Mickey Acuña.